It is the weekday wake up on Swift 98 and the Spur, heading into our guest interview segment for this hour, and Representative Scott Heiner from the Wyoming State Legislature joining us over the phone this morning. And that's again, Representative Scott Heiner from House District 18. Representative, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing great. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Absolutely. We appreciate you taking some time to update us on what's been happening in Cheyenne with this special legislative session. Of course, all related to the vaccine requirements, the federal vaccine requirements for COVID-19. And Representative, maybe take us back to the first of this session. I understand you were one that voted in favor of having a special session to begin with, and everything that went in there with the special rules and everything, but finally able to settle in and talk some bills and legislation. Maybe if you could tell us about the initial process and some of the initial bills that the House looked at in those first few days.
Okay, thank you, Duke. So this is a historic moment for the state of Wyoming. This is only the second time in history that the legislature has called itself into session. Normally, the governor is the one that calls this, but given many opportunities, he decided he didn't want to do that. So we as a legislature felt like it was important enough to the state of Wyoming and for the citizens of Wyoming that we called ourselves into session. To do that, we have to have a majority vote, which we did. Once we got into session, we tried to expedite the process by amending the rules, because right now the rules require that each of the third readings of the bills have to be a day apart to give time for the public to be involved. That requires a two-thirds majority vote to be able to suspend rules, and we were not able to do that. So subsequently, Duke, we've been in session now for a week, a little over a week, and we've been working hard on just a handful of bills dealing with the unconstitutional overreach of our federal government and the COVID-19 mandate to be vaccinated. So this is very near and dear to many of our citizens, as it's more than just a vaccine. It's a federal overreach into our liberties and freedoms. And so it's important to them and important to us as a legislature as well.
So, represent-
so it comes down... Yes.
No, I was just going to say, as a legislature, now that you've had a chance to discuss this as a body in the House, what are some of the specific bills and what's included in those bills as a way that the legislature deems is going to push back against these mandates?
Good. So it comes down to two bills that the House has passed and sent over to the Senate. Their House Bill 1001, which deals with employment practices, and House Bill 1002, which protects individual rights. House Bill 1002 is pretty small bill. It basically says that individuals cannot be denied benefits based on vaccination status. We also gave some money, more additional money, to the governor to fight against these federal mandates. He did not ask for that, but we want him to go forward, and so we threw some money his way, trying to incentivize him to go forward with some lawsuits and trying to push back against federal government. So 1001 is the meat of the session. And what it does is it allows employers to mandate vaccinations, because there's a fine line here as a state. We don't want to help our employees at the expense of our businesses. So we're walking a fine line. So if a business decides that they want to have a vaccination mandate, the bill, as is passed out of the House, requires three exemptions, one for medical. So if you want a medical exemption, it has to be signed by a doctor, a nurse practitioner, or a physician's assistant. Number two, for religious, it shall be allowed for a religious exemption, and it doesn't have to be signed by a clergy. Just have to have a firm belief. And the third exemption was for natural immunity. Now, recognize the Senate has changed where we said shall for all of these exemptions. The Senate, in their first reading, changed that to may consider. So that takes a lot of the teeth out of those exemptions. And this grant of the Senate is still working on this bill. So we'll have to see how that comes out. So it also, House Bill 1001 also, we tried to get in there different options for the COVID test for those that have to be tested to go to work. Right now they have the swab test, which some people have had long-term consequences. It disrupts the mucus in your nasal cavity. Some people have had brain bleeds and severe headaches afterwards. So what we tried to do is open it up to allow the saliva test, which many states around us are using now. And what we affectionately called this amendment was the no-brainer amendment.
Okay.
But unfortunately, that did not pass at this point.
Speaking with Representative Scott Heiner, House District 18, with an update on the special legislative session ongoing in Cheyenne this week. So, Representative, when you talk about these two bills, 1001 and 1002, and trying to push back against the federal government and what's being called the overreach of the federal government, how much teeth do these have legally? Do these override what comes out of the federal government? That's the question that I've been hearing quite a bit. Are people asking, okay, so the Biden administration wants to do this. Does it even matter what the state of Wyoming does? If you pass a law, is it just going to get wound up in court and the federal government's still going to do whatever they want?
Duke, that's why the emotions are running high in the legislature right now. There's many, you know, the federal government controls state of Wyoming through purse strings. And there are many that in the legislators that are afraid that if we do something that displeases the federal government, they'll pull funding from us. But right now there's no laws or rules that's been put out about this mandate. It's just an executive order and we're waiting to see the rules. So what we're trying to do is set up a situation where if an employer has to comply, then he doesn't have to go against any state laws that we may impose. And so that's why it's very difficult. And we've had so many discussions in the chambers over this. The emotions are high. And there's been some times when decorum was not so great, and as some of the legislators got a little upset with each other. But that's what we're trying to do, is make this so it's valid and enough so that when the rules come out, it won't put the businesses between complying with a federal mandate or with a state mandate.
So what is the next step, Representative, as the House reconvenes and gets these two bills at some point back from the Senate? What takes place?
So the Senate will go through their third reading, and then we will convene in a committee to look at the differences between the Senate version and the House version. The Senate and the House, there'll be a committee made up of members of each body, and they will negotiate and come back with to each chamber with a negotiated resolution. And we'll vote for or against that. If it's against it, then they go back and try to come up with a different solution. So it goes to a number of committees to try and resolve the differences between the two chambers. And hopefully at the end we come out with one that each of us can be, or each chamber is happy with, and we can send it on to the governor.
And you mentioned how the governor didn't want to call the legislature into session himself. It took the vote from the legislature. Do you feel that the governor would support bills, or would there be some sort of veto? What's your initial impression there?
That's one of the fears that we have, is that he will not allow this. He will veto it, or do something that will not let it pass. So we will stay in session until we know if we need to try and override his veto.
That's
one of the contingencies we've already planned for.
That's Representative Scott Heiner, House District 18, with an update on the special legislative session. Representative, thank you for your time. Anything we missed that you'd like to mention this morning?
No, you've given me a great opportunity to get this message out, and I appreciate it. It's very important to the state of Wyoming that we push back against these federal mandates that we feel are unconstitutional and will take our rights away more and more in the future. So we are one of the most conservative states in the nation. We should be at the forefront of defending our rights in the Constitution. Thank you, Duke.
Representative Scott Heiner this morning on the Weekday Wake Up with SVI Radio.